With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Houston, Texas is dealing with severe weather, with floods and heavy rain causing problems in the area.
Storms that made their way through the Houston area prompted high water rescues and severe flooding. In an AP interview, National Weather Service meteorologist Tim Cady says rainfall is causing rivers in and around the Houston area to overflow.
Flash flooding and serious flooding along our rivers, particularly the San Jacinto and the Trinity River basins, which have experienced a lot of flooding. That's led to flooded homes, evacuations, as well as folks that need to be rescued from their vehicles.
He also says some parts of Houston have received up to 20 inches of rain, and the weather pattern could continue to move into the weekend. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Also at SRNNews.com, UCLA experienced violent protests this week with pro-Hamas demonstrators threatening Jewish students on campus. Richard Hershot, the Los Angeles area director for the American Jewish Committee, tells ABC 7 Los Angeles that protests aren't the same as the 60s protest against the Vietnam War.
Students weren't targeting their fellow students back then. What do we still have to learn? How to disagree civilly, how to think critically, and how to hold to account those who harassed and intimidated, defiled and defaced Royce Hall, and who turned their fellow Bruins into objects of scorn, discrimination, and hate.
Two Antifa anarchists are found guilty of conspiracy after an attack on former President Trump supporters in San Diego 3 years ago. Union Tribune says two of the men were found guilty of conspiracy to carry out a riot. One man was convicted of using tear gas as a weapon. The prosecution says it's the first time Antifa members have been convicted of a criminal conspiracy. This is SRN News. A battle over girls' sports is brewing in West Virginia.
Last month, five middle school girls refused to compete in the shot put at a track and field meet in Harrison County because they would have been competing against a boy who was living as a girl. School officials have responded by banning the girls from future track and field meets. Four of the five athletes and their parents have filed a lawsuit. Meanwhile, the boy who's living as a girl will continue to compete. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An update on that. A judge has put that ban on hold. Holocaust survivors are taking part in a digital campaign called Cancel Hate, which features videos of them reading Holocaust denial posts from different social media platforms. The campaign was launched by the Conference on Jewish Material Claims Against Germany. Each post illustrates how denial and distortion can not only rewrite history, but perpetuates anti-Semitic tropes and spreads hate as well. This is SRN News. Hiring is down nationwide. Wall Street responds.
Stocks closed sharply higher on Wall Street, erasing their losses for the week. That came after the government reported a cool down in hiring last month. For markets, the report was a welcome sign that the Federal Reserve's effort to fight inflation by slowing the economy might be making some progress. The S&P 500 rose 1.3% Friday, its biggest gain since February. The Dow added 450 points. It's about 1.2%. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 2%. U.S. employers added 175,000 jobs last month. That was down sharply from a big increase in March. Apple jumped 6% after announcing a mammoth stock buyback worth $110 billion. Seth Sutel, New York.
A stretch of the busy Interstate 95 in Connecticut will remain closed until at least Monday following a fiery crash. A tanker loaded with fuel was involved in a multi-vehicle crash under a bridge. It resulted in damage to the overpass. More details at SRNNews.com.